Hi, this is Fireman Rich with the first episode of the TFPFP podcast. This podcast is
powered by Audioboo.
No, we are not sponsored or endorsed by Audioboo, but we are using their fantastic audio platform to do the TFPFP podcast. This is where we will be reviewing and highlighting posts from the Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention blog, as well as covering other items concerning fire protection and fire prevention. So let's get it started this first week of the new year. On Monday, January 2nd, there was a two-alarm fire in Brooklyn, New York. Oxygen tanks exploded. More than 100 New York City firefighters responded to this two-alarm fire in Flatbush on New Year's Day, shortly after 12 p.m. Again, oxygen tanks were reported exploding on the fourth floor at this particular alarm. There's an audio of the initial ring out to the scene, as well as some great video of the fire ground on TFPFP blog. On Tuesday, January 3rd, the United States Fire Administration announced there were 81 on-duty firefighter fatalities in the United States as a result of incidents that occurred in 2011. This represents an almost 7% decrease from the 87 fatalities reported for 2010. There's a video on Tioga Fire Protection and Fire Prevention blog which honors the men and women who gave their lives in 2011 serving both volunteer and career fire departments. Please take a moment and honor them by watching it. There is also an additional web link to firehouse.com video remembering the fallen of 2011 that honors the fallen firefighters also. On Wednesday, January 4th, a gas explosion occurred in Schenectady, New York. A natural gas explosion that was powerful enough to level one home and severely damage three neighboring homes took place. Luckily and miraculously, no one was hurt or injured. One of the videos in this particular blog post had a funny exchange that sort of highlighted one's sense of awareness of where you're at and what you are doing. In this case, being aware of where you're smoking at.
We live right there, actually. Yeah, 2120.
Sir.
Yeah. These people, Channel 6 is right, you let them walk right by.
Channel 6?
No, but I didn't think, I don't know if that guy has more rights than me.
That's fire, we're at the top.
I know, but why is he there, is what I'm asking you.
Because they have clearance to be there, you don't. You also have a lit cigarette around a lightbox.
Yeah, you might want to put it out.
So if I put it out, I can walk up there?
I guess it takes all kinds of people to bring out the best of you in a fire scene. But anyway, there's an audio of the initial ring out to the scene, as well as some, again, great video of this particular response to a gas explosion in Schenectady, New York. And today, January 6th, posted on Tioga Fire Protection Fire Prevention, was concerning a three-alarm fire that took place in Manhattan, New York, this past Tuesday, January 3rd. This three-alarm fire in Manhattan occurred at 11 p.m., and there is some great footage provided in this blog post from Ed Gray, and he's known on YouTube as All Hands Going to Work. And at this fire, temperatures were in the teens for this fire that consumed the building at 4945 Broadway, and there was 138 New York City firefighters that brought the fire under control early Wednesday morning. And it was reported, or sources were told to the New York Daily News, that the cause of this fire was illegal nighttime welding. But according to the New York City Fire Department, the investigation is still ongoing. And finally, I want to give a shout out to the daily podcast that's provided by the dailyfirefix.com, where you can listen to short, sweet audio rundown of what's happening around the fire service on a daily basis. They had a very funny video, Atlanta Training Minute Bloopers, which will be linked down below. So thank you for listening, and you can follow me, Fireman Rich, on Twitter, at Fireman Rich. Also, I'm here on Audioboo as well. See you next week.